What's up, guys? It's your host, Uchechi Arisan, and I'm back with another episode. Whew! Let's get into it, guys. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Unraveling with Risa. I remain your host, Uchechi Arisan, and as usual, I'm blessed, honored, and pleased to be back here. What's up, people? What's going on? How have you guys been? I hope you're having an amazing day, week, month, year, you know. I hope everyone is doing fine. Thank you for tuning in. And if this is your first time tuning in, listening, thank you so much for stopping by. Over here is good vibes, man, you know, positive vibes, you know, let's get it. You know, we're very, very sweet, nice, loving over here. So welcome to the family. Thank you so much for tuning in for the first time, if this is your first time. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is doing fine. And you know, I'm just going to jump into the topic of the day because it's really like heavy on my heart to speak about it. I just really want to say that, you know, life is fickle. And you know, one second, like, you can be here, and the next, like, obviously, like, you're in another, you know, place. And I was running errands when, for some reason, I just felt like buying something I didn't plan to buy. I mean, that's kind of like a norm for me, but I obviously deviated. I went to the aisle to look for it. And while I was searching for it so hard, it was dropped in my heart, vulnerability, giving people their flowers. And when that dropped in my heart, I was just like, vulnerability? Like, I'm vulnerable for the most part, you know? So obviously the people that I love, care about, and have a close connection with. But then again, it came again, and I was like, okay, I brought out my phone and I typed it down in my notes, and I was like, okay, I'm going to speak about this. I honestly believe that, obviously, my 20-something years on earth, I have experienced people, a lot of people, more than, you know, it's the percentage of people who run away from being vulnerable is way greater than the people who are okay with being vulnerable. And I get it. Everyone has gone through different things and different experiences and have just experienced life differently. And that's great because everyone has a unique story. I just personally feel like in this day and age, vulnerability is something that people want to not have. They don't want to be vulnerable. They want to be hard, tough skin, can't get through to them and stuff like that. And I understand that, you know, you've been hurt in the past. You've had different experiences, traumas. You know, it's not easy to let go of a lot of things, you know. If I'm speaking from experience myself, it's not easy to let go of a lot of things or some things. Some things are just really deep and it kind of scars your experience moving forward and just how you obviously like handle similar situations. I've always been open, I want to believe, for the most part. I don't want to say I've always been vulnerable. I had a conversation with somebody like some months ago and he asked me, I don't remember what we're talking about. And I told him there's so much strength in being vulnerable. And he was like, what do you mean by there's so much strength in being vulnerable? What is the strength in being vulnerable? He does not see the strength in being vulnerable. That he feels like being vulnerable just lets you, you know, be used. And obviously people play on that and trample on the fact that, you know, you're open and your feelings, your heart, all of that good stuff is out there. And I told him, I said, the strength in vulnerability, you know, for me is the fact that you have that strength to be open and let your guards down. That is a lot of strength because the average person cannot do that because they're scared of what will happen. Fortunately and unfortunately, in life, we have to go through certain hurdles before we get to victory, before we get to the finishing line before we finish off excellent and glorious. So unfortunately, we're going to have to go through certain things that we will not necessarily be comfortable with to get to the point where we're proud of our journeys. Now, taking it back to the strength and vulnerability, that is so much strength for you to put your guards down and not have walls up and, you know, let your feelings be interacted with. That's what I call it. And, you know, you may get the good side or you get the bad side. In all of this, there's lessons to everything. So you getting the good side teaches you to appreciate being vulnerable more and life and love and all of what comes with it. You getting the bad side teaches you to be smart and to know that all that glitters isn't gold and that life is not always a smooth journey. There will be rough patches at certain times. And all fingers are not equal. It is not the easiest of things to be vulnerable. I've personally struggled with it. Because being vulnerable is breaking down your walls. Totally letting all your guards down and letting someone else into that space. Letting other people into that space. Into your comfort zone. Saying, hey, I'm all open. Come in. Do what you like. Because you have access. It's almost like leaving your door open. And it's like, oh, you can come in whenever you want. This person can come in and help you clean up and make sure that, you know, give you ideas to decorate your home and your home is perfect. Or this person can come in and rob you, destroy things that you spent money on, do away with very expensive items. It's either or. There's no in between. And the fact that people struggle with vulnerability is one of the problems of, I would say, this generation and people having solid, substantial friendships, relationships. I'm someone who believes that friendships are really beautiful. Like, friendship is one of the most beautiful things that ever happened to me as an individual. My friends know that I'm for them forever and I have their backs. Like, it's not something that's up for debate. It's me and you. I got you. And I mean it to the T. Do you understand? And a lot of times in the past, I've experienced my friends not being as vulnerable. And, you know, before it wasn't really an issue because I didn't really notice, neither did they notice. But as we've grown older and obviously matured and there's a lot of emotional intelligence right now, we've come to the place where we now have conversations about certain things. So I had a conversation with my friend last year. And we pretty much analyzed where we were at some years ago compared to where we were last year. And we saw tremendous growth. And the issue of vulnerability came up. This is a female, by the way. But the issue of vulnerability came up. And when we had that conversation, it was more like she was of the opinion that she loves, cares, and will go all out and do whatever it is. But she wants to still have that security, obviously, like, oh, because anyone can fuck up at any time, which is valid and understandable. I was of the opinion that it wasn't obvious that she had any walls up or even had any sort of security or whatever it was, you know, that, you know, she was talking about. And I was more concerned about the fact that her overthinking the whole, I want to have security all the time because anyone can mess up, will not let her enjoy the friendship as much, you know? Because when she explained it to me, it was like, you know, every single step of the way, it's at the back of her mind. It wasn't like it was tossed to one side and it would be picked up if something funny came up. It was with every single thing that was going on in the friendship, she had that at the back of her mind, not in a malicious way, but just, you know, for backup. That's what we call it. And I felt like it was stealing away from the joy, the smoothness, and just the journey in general. We both obviously had like a lengthy conversation, and then we concluded that there is actually a lot of power and strength in being vulnerable. I personally feel like vulnerability is beautiful. It can be really annoying because it's a tricky one. If you're going to be vulnerable and someone else is going to be vulnerable as well and decide to switch up on you and leave you there halfway, it's like, okay, what now? What do I do? So in as much as I want to come here and say how vulnerability is beautiful and there's strength and there's power in it, I do understand where the people who are saying, hey, I'm not sure I want to go down that road, I do understand where they're coming from. Especially if you've been hurt before, or if you've had like a terrible experience before, or if you've had like, you've just had like not the greatest experience when it comes to vulnerability and, you know, putting your guards down, your walls down and all of that stuff. I honestly feel like we need to be more aware of the intentions that we have. Because you can control your, what you say, what you do, where you go, your thoughts, you know, how you feel about something, how you respond, how you react, you know, how you interact. You can't control other people, how they feel, what they say, who they talk to. You can control yourself and things that you do. So I think it is more of being more aware of our own intentions, you know. I always say this, I say I don't like unpleasant people, and when I say unpleasant people, I mean people that are not just pleasant, like you're not just a pleasant human being, because a pleasant human being doesn't actively hurt another person. That's how I feel. I honestly feel like if you're pleasant, you wouldn't want to hurt someone else intentionally, because unintentionally we hurt people every now and then. But intentionally, like knowing that, okay, this and this and this is going to lead to this person being hurt, and you do it, that is you being unpleasant. And I feel like as a human being, you need to be pleasant, because life is already too hard. Everyone is going through so much stress, so much trouble, so much struggles. Like everyone is just going through a lot. So for you to now come and add your own, making someone feel a certain type of way, make someone feel funny, making someone question their sanity, making someone question their worth, that is just not what we need. And I get it that there will still be people like that, come what may. But if you're listening right now, this is your cue. Do not be that unpleasant person. If anything, be pleasant. If you know that you're not going to add to someone's life, or if you know that, you know, your motive is to hurt them, maybe stay away from them, stay far away from them. Stay far away from them. Don't actively go into a situation planning to, like, destroy. That is just wickedness. But back to talking about vulnerability, I still believe that it's a beautiful thing. If you haven't experienced it, like if you haven't experienced being vulnerable, I honestly feel like you haven't lived. You need to be vulnerable. You need to open your heart a little bit. You need to go out there a little bit. You know, that's a risk. Life is a risk. You need to be ready to take risks, because if you're not ready to take risks in this life, you're going to be staying in the same position. You're not going to enjoy life. You're not going to be able to experience anything. Every single thing that you do is a risk. You wake up every day, you get in your car and you drive. That is a risk, because you never know what's going to happen. But you take the risk and you go. It's very, is a low, in quotes, it can be measured as a low risk because, okay, what are the chances that anything's going to happen? God forbid, never pray for that. But at the end of the day, it is a risk in itself. It's, you can't compare it to, oh, just walking into the street without looking left or right. That's an extremely high risk because you can get run over because there are cars on the highway, on the streets. I get that. But every day that you wake up at your house, that's a risk because you never know what's going to happen. So let's not overthink it and say, oh, shooting your shot or, shooting your shot or, you know, thinking too deep or, oh, because, oh, I'm going to be vulnerable with this person. Oh, this person is going to know this about, like, everything is a risk. And if you haven't taken certain risks in life, have you lived? You need to ask yourself that. So yeah, vulnerability is beautiful, and I understand that everyone has a story, a journey, and has gone through different experiences. I honestly feel like a lot of people need to be more vulnerable, and it's more about your own intentions before you're thinking about the next person. Because yeah, you can't control what anyone does, but you can control what you do. So if I'm controlling what I do, you're controlling what you do, and Simbi's controlling what she does, we're all interacting. We are all not going to be unpleasant to one another. So that makes it a better world for us to coexist in. Is somebody listening to me right now? If everyone is trying their best to be pleasant human beings, we're going to have like a lesser percentage of people are getting hurt. People are feeling like they've been betrayed and all of that nasty stuff that I really don't want to go into. So yeah, vulnerability is beautiful. There is so much strength in it. There's so much power. So think about it today. I don't know what it is that you may be going through or where you're at in life. I don't know. It was just really heavy on my heart to speak about that. You know, so are you going to be vulnerable? Is something you're willing to explore, willing to try? I don't know. Let's see how it goes. The other thing I want to talk about is giving people their flowers. Giving people their flowers is something that a lot of people fail to do until it's late. Obviously, we live and we learn every day. And personally, I've always been someone that showers everyone that I love with so much love. I'm very expressive and I'm very good with my words. So people around me always feel loved, cared for, and all of that stuff, right? Another thing is, I'm not perfect, obviously. And a lot of times I've thought to myself that, you know, maybe something, like I didn't do something right, or I wasn't as sweet or as caring as I should be. And all of that stuff. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't remember speaking about it, but I lost a very good friend of mine December 25th, 2017. And since then, my life has not been the same. Did I give him his flowers when he was alive? Yes, I did. Did I feel like it was enough after he passed away? No, I did not feel like I did enough. Is that me just beating up myself, or because obviously he passed away, or that's actually what it is? Now, that I don't know. But something I know is that I love my friend with all my heart. I still love him. Miss him with every, like, every bone in my body misses him so much. We're like two peas in a pod. He saw him, he saw me, he saw him. We used to celebrate Christmas and New Year together all the time. That was like a norm. It was like a ritual. It was awkward if it seemed like we're not going to spend Christmas and New Year together. We're family and we genuinely loved each other. It's a friendship that I often wonder if I'll ever have. The bond was priceless. He wanted me to win as much as I wanted him to win. He wanted to see me do everything that I've always wanted to do. He was always pushing me to take my boxes. And I was always on his case to do what he needed to do. It was almost like we supported each other so much that it was so beautiful. He was always there to lend a helping hand. I was always there to give my words of advice. Did we fight? Yes, we did. Did we quarrel? Yes, we quarreled. Did we have arguments? Oh, definitely. But he was such a beautiful soul. Always wanted everyone to win. Was interested in just seeing others happy, making others smile. He didn't know how to hurt a fly. Was caring, understanding, playful, jovial, the life of the party, yet so quiet, reserved. He was a very deep individual. His smile will light up any room. Since he passed away, I've beat up myself and I have even tried so much to be more present in the lives of my friend. And it just made me realize how someone could be here right now and they wouldn't be here the next second. Because life is indeed fickle. So if you're waiting to give someone their flowers next week, I'm not sure it's guaranteed. If you're waiting to give someone their flowers in 2 years, something may come up. This is not even about someone passing away. It's just the opportunity being taken away from you. Give your loved ones their flowers today. Every second, every minute that you get. Just tell them how much you love them, how much they mean to you, how you value them, how you cherish them, how they've helped you go through some tough times in life and you appreciate that, how they light up your world, how you're blessed to have them. You don't have to wait for their birthday, anniversary, graduation, all of that stuff. You don't have to wait for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, New Year. You could do it today. Give people their flowers today, now, here. Don't hesitate. Love with all your heart. Open up your mind. Let love flow freely. In, within, and around you. Let someone's day be made because you smiled at them. Send your mom a message and tell her how you appreciate her for all her love, her care, worrying over you, sending you 1,000 messages that you probably reply only 10 of them. Start replying every single one of them. Buy their tickets and fly that special person out. Fly your mom out. Book a massage session for your loved one. Buy those flowers and give them their flowers today. However way that you can, do what you need to do, because giving people their flowers is very important and it should not be tossed to the side. I love you is a word that lots of people have misused. But if you're going to use it, you say it and mean it. I appreciate you. I value you. I cherish you. Let those words be imprinted on the hearts of your loved ones. Let them know that it's not just talk and bull. It's for real, for real. Give people their flowers today because they're meant to have their flowers. Don't wait for any big occasion, anything to pop up. Do it today, do it now. Say I love you too when that call ends and the person on the other side says I love you. Don't say thank you, don't just hang up. Express, be open to receiving love. The greatest gift God gave mankind is love. How great is it? Because love knows no tribe, language, race, color. Love is love. It accepts with its whole heart. Guys, I miss my friend, man. It's almost like sometimes I sit down and I think, we could have done so much more. We could have not postponed so much that we did postpone. We could have just experienced so much together. And it's like, the times that we spend together and experience, I never thought there would come a day where I would not be able to physically put my hand on his shoulders or hold his hand and laugh or run after him because he's taking my phone to read my messages or whisper in his ear something I don't want others to hear. I never thought any day like that would come. Someone will be a part of your life for your entire life and you wake up one day and they're not there again. How does that even make any sense? How do you get past that? I'm still figuring all of that out. Or maybe I'm not. I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I hope you guys understand that the power in vulnerability helps you experience true love in its entirety. And I think it's another amazing, beautiful thing. Give people their flowers today. Don't wait for any big occasion, or give people their flowers every day. That you care about them, that you love them, give them their flowers starting from now. Don't hesitate. Be there, be present, be loving. Let your friendship relationship be wholesome. Let it overflow with love, genuine love. Trust me, it'll be worth it. So, let's see how many people are really willing to try being vulnerable. My DMs are open. Email is open. Everything will be in the description box. Send me a message if you're struggling with that. We can talk about it. But I have offloaded every single thing that was dropped in my heart to share with you guys. I hope everyone is fine. I really do. Yeah, I mean, America's getting cold. And you know now, this cold season, like when it's transition from summer to winter can be crazy, because that's when people get seasonal depression, anxiety is increasing, panic attacks and stuff like that. If you're listening to me and you experience any of that, please make sure you stay close to your loved ones and take care of yourself. It's gonna be fine. Everything will end. Everything will go smoothly, rather. And you know, I pray that each day is a better day for you and not a day that you dread. You know, I hope everyone is doing fine. Mental health check, peace of mind check. Let me know if you're struggling with anything. And let me know if I can help. You know, but I'm really blessed to have this platform. I say this every single time. And that's because I want you guys to overflow with the love that I have for you all. It's from the depth of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in week out. Don't forget to share with your mom, boyfriend, dog, nephew, teacher, professor, boss, manager, lover, baby, all that good stuff. Make sure you share, please. Thank you very much. But on that note, we've come to the end of the episode, guys. I truly don't have anything else to say, and I don't want to keep rambling. I've done the work. I'm done. But we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys have an amazing day, week, month, year, whenever you're listening to this. I hope that whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you get through it, and that it ends, and that you smile again. I hope that you think about the fact that there's some strength, a lot of strength rather, in vulnerability. And I hope that you give your loved ones their flowers today. Don't forget that you're the best of the best and the best that they always will be. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to smile. Remember to love with all your heart. Remember to laugh a little louder. I love you guys so much. Thank you. I remain your host, Uchechi Arisa. And until next time, bye, guys.